There is a godly impulse in parents to protect and provide for their kids, and it's difficult when the reality starts to set in, and that instinct to protect and care can actually do damage if it's not a sweet aroma. And you guys are probably looking at me and saying, "What an aroma? What are you talking about?" If you'll just bear with me, parents, you'll see what I mean by that towards the end of this message that the Lord has placed on my heart to share with everyone this morning. So with that said, my young brothers and sisters, which are very few of you, not so many today, but it will apply to everyone, I promise. I want you to know that your parents love you. And whether you're 25, 35 years old, 45, I know that there, at some point in your life, you always look to your parents for wisdom. Your parents want great things for you. They want you to experience the good life. And what I mean by the good life is that your joy would be maximized and the unnecessary pain would be minimized. And so parents pray a lot for their kids. I still kind of consider myself a kid, or at least that's what my wife seems to think from time to time. I'm joking, of course. But when the time comes and the Lord sees fit to bless my beautiful wife and I with children, I imagine ourselves spending a lot of time in the Bible with them. And as we would end the day in prayer, I imagine myself praying over my future kids this prayer. I would pray, "God, I pray that my son and or daughters will grow up to be mighty men and or women of God. I pray that they would be men and or women of character and integrity and purity. I pray that they will have big views of you. I pray that they would be great leaders of men and women and even greater followers of you." And then I would pray that God would put godly spouses in their lives. And I could only think that that's what every parent would want for their kids. So that they and you could and can experience a good life. And as I prepared this message, I thought about the fact that what I would want for my kids is what I would want for my younger brothers and sisters and for all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want you to experience a life where joy is maximized and unnecessary pain is minimized. And although I realize that I'm not a parent and I do wish and want what's best for you, I'm sure your parents pray this prayer every single day, that your parents parent you towards the things, right? Towards these things, right? This morning, I'd like for you guys to kind of allow me to step into your lives and kind of give you what your parents would want to parent you towards. And what the Word of God revealed to me as I was studying for this message. I'll tell you that Ecclesiastes actually talks a lot about so much that I would want for my kids someday. It's interesting because if you've never read this book or if you're not reading it, I would imagine that it's not on many people's radars. But this book is written by one of the most wisest men that has ever walked the earth next to Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes is actually classified as a book of wisdom literature. And the greatness of wisdom literature is that it's just so practical. And it's all about pointing us to the good life. And so if you're someone who wants to maximize joy and minimize unnecessary pain in your life, then I just want to invite you to open up your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and look at what Solomon says here in verse 1. And that's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1. He says this, A good name is better than precious ointment in the day of death than the day of birth. You see what he says? He says that a good name is better than precious ointment. Here's what you need to know. Oils, perfumes, and ointments were considered extremely expensive back in the day. Water wasn't on tap during Solomon's time, so it would have to be carried over great distances. You couldn't shower on a daily basis, so people would use ointments and perfumes to kind of mask their musk. Guys, men, if you choose not to shower and instead douse yourselves with Axe body spray, in some ways you're actually being biblical. That's not what I would encourage, but the way that I lean is that Axe body spray isn't a shower replacement, but a shower enhancement. What Solomon is saying here is he's saying that, you know what's even better than a good-smelling body? What's even better than a good-smelling body is a good-smelling character and reputation. Because back in Solomon's day, your name carried significant meaning. Their name represented their character and their reputation. And so in some ways, it kind of begs the question, how does your name smell? But before you answer that question, let me show you how Solomon comes at it from a different way. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1, he says this, speaking about ointments again, he says, dead flies make the perfumes ointment give off a stench. So a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. In the New King James Version, I like it a little bit better because it says, that last part says, so does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. Solomon is painting this picture of ointment with fragrant ointment that has dead flies in it. And what's his point? His point is that a little bad can ruin a lot of good. So if you take that truth and apply it to your character, here's what Solomon is saying. He's saying, you know what? Just a little gossip, just a little bit of flirtatiousness, a little bit of exaggeration, or lying, a little bit of cheating, a little bit of drama, a little bit of promiscuity, a little bit of craziness at parties, or a little bit of anything to ruin your character, and your character and reputation can begin to reek to the people around you. So here's the question to ask yourself. How does your name smell right now? How does your character and reputation smell right now? When people hear your name, what kind of scent is in the air? Is it something that's foul or is it something that's fragrant? What are you known for? Are you known for faithfulness, friendship, transparency, authenticity? Are you known for companionship and selflessness? Or are you known for things like drama, being a player, lying, exaggerating, being flaky on commitments, meaning you can't commit to anything? How does your character smell right now? How does your reputation smell? Parents, your kids will be a reflection of you and the scent that lingers in your home, which will be carried with them throughout this world. And so, is that scent and fragrant of Christ? Is that a fragrance of Christ? My young brothers and sisters, including myself, are we going to smell like Christ and spend time with him so that our fragrance reflects his smell, his smells, and we smell like him whenever people are around us? I pray that for everyone.